The 8 senators who crossed the aisle to break the shutdown impasse all said the same thing. As Tim Kaine of Virginia put it, after 40 days, it wasn't gonna work. It usually doesn't. Since 1981, there have been 5 major shutdowns of the U.S. federal government. Brinksmanship more often harms public trust than it changes policy. The House is poised to vote Wednesday to reopen the government. After that, American lawmakers might draw a useful tip from a friend across the Pacific. One should not decide matters alone, Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai told Parliament last month in her first policy speech since taking office. Politics is not about making decisions dogmatically. Instead, politics is the act of talking together, struggling together, and making decisions together. It's Wednesday, November 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will not hear a case challenging the landmark Obergefell versus Hodges ruling, which established the right to same-sex marriage a decade ago. The brief order came with no noted dissents or opinions, and it represents a blow for conservative legal activists. It takes 4 justices to agree to hear a case, and 3 of the dissenting justices in Obergefell are still on the court. More challenges to Obergefell are expected in the years to come. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was released from prison on Monday after a judge ruled that he could serve the rest of his 5-year sentence at home while he awaits his appeals trial in March. In a video message to a Paris court, Mr. Sarkozy said that his time in solitary confinement was a nightmare. The ex-president is serving a 5-year sentence on criminal conspiracy charges related to his 2007 presidential campaign. Also, the National Center for Civil and Human Rights reopened in Atlanta this past weekend after nearly a year of construction. First opened in 2014, the newly expanded center features 6 new galleries, 3 new classrooms, and new exhibits, including one that gives visitors a sense of what it was like for protesters sitting down at a lunch counter. It comes at a time when museums have met scrutiny from the White House over how they present history. Now, here are today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Disruptions to food aid and air travel were among the pressure points that prompted 8 Democratic senators to join Republicans in voting to end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. A House vote, expected soon, would officially reopen the government. Story Hinckley and Caitlin Babcock report from Washington for the Monitor. The Trump administration claims it has legal justification for killing alleged narco-terrorists. Here's why many experts, including conservatives, remain skeptical based on what the administration has shared so far. Henry Gass reports for the Monitor. Countries around the globe are spending trillions of dollars to address climate issues. The money doesn't always reach the places that need it most, meaning some people remain vulnerable to increasingly intense storms. Audrey Thiebert reports for the Monitor. President Donald Trump says Nigeria's Christians are under existential threat from Muslim insurgents. But experts say that rhetoric obscures a far more complicated reality. Contributor Ogar Monday reports from Abuja, Nigeria, for the Monitor. Bible sales in the United States last year were up by 20% over 2023. This year, they've increased by another 14%. Many faith leaders and communities hope this could be a sign of a religious revival. Sophie Hills reports from Washington for The Monitor. For the crew of the Belle of Louisville, the love affair with steamboat travel hasn't waned over the years. As the Belle slips past the grand homes lining the Ohio River, it holds the crew in a little magical bubble. Melanie Stetson Freeman and Stephen Humphreys report from Louisville, Kentucky for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how cool heads douse a hot shutdown. This year in Washington so far has been one of gloves-off politics rather than handshake compromises. More than 150 lawsuits have been filed against the Trump administration's actions. Then, starting October 1st, Democrats in the Senate voted 14 times not to fund the government until a key demand on health care was met. The shutdown has been the longest in United States history. On Sunday, however, a gaggle of three former governors, Senators Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hansen of New Hampshire, along with independent Senator Angus King of Maine, were able to broker a deal and achieve a 60-40 Senate vote that is expected to end the shutdown in coming days. By forging a consensus with the majority Republicans, such as a promise to hold a vote on health care subsidies next month, the three senators revived the art of reason and listening that the nation's founders expected of what is often called the world's greatest deliberative body. "This was the only deal on the table," stated Senator Shaheen. "It was our best chance to reopen the government and immediately begin negotiations to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits." Long a champion of bipartisanship during a political crisis, she was the first Democrat to lead New Hampshire in a generation, Senator Shaheen often achieves what Founding Father James Madison called the cool and deliberate sense of the community. "It takes a good negotiator to figure out how to get to yes," she told the New York Times in September. "Unfortunately, a lot of people, particularly today, think it's either my way or the highway, and that doesn't achieve what we need to achieve." During weeks of talks with Republican senators, she was widely trusted. "People have a lot of respect for her on both sides," a former GOP governor, Senator John Hoeven from North Dakota, told the Boston Globe. The effects of the shutdown, such as food aid shortages and canceled flights, also helped move the talks along. Temperatures cool, the atmospheric pressure increases outside, and all of a sudden it looks like things will come together, Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, told reporters on Sunday. A 16-year veteran of the Senate, Senator Shaheen announced in March that she will not seek re-election in 2026. She told The Times that it is too soon to tell whether Washington's polarization, notably on foreign affairs, can end. Yet, she added with calm deliberation, "Eventually, we're going to see a change." Stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how when we let God, love, lead the way, rather than giving into anger, the path to healing division and injustice opens. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Clay Collins, Mackenzie Farkas, and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.